You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Citizens are back home in Israel after being abducted by Hamas.
The terrorist group Hamas freeing two elderly Israeli female hostages more than 2 weeks after abducting them from kibbutz near Oz. 85-year-old Yocheved Lifshitz and 79-year-old Nurit Cooper escorted out of Gaza by the International Red Cross late Monday in a deal brokered by Qatar and Egypt. Israeli officials taking them directly to Tel Aviv's Ichilov Hospital. Doctors say both women are in good condition. Hamas still holding 220 hostages, Israelis, foreign nationals, and at least 9 Americans. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The World Health Organization saying this morning that nearly two-thirds of Gaza's health facilities have ceased functioning. Israeli bombardments continuing as fears grow of a wider regional war. House Republicans meeting right now to pick a nominee to be speaker. This is ABC News. Facing a judge today, a pilot who allegedly tried to yank a couple levers that would have cut power to the engines mid-flight, the flight crew was able to stop him. The suspect, Joseph Emerson, was off duty and hitching a ride on a spare seat. He's facing 83 counts of attempted murder. Back to work today for studios and actors trying to find a way to end a strike that's been going on since July.
They're taking their seats around the negotiating table again today as talks resume between the Hollywood actors and studios. Sources tell ABC News that AI will be a focus and has been one of the main sticking points in talks so far. The mood on the strike lines, cautiously optimistic, with an emphasis on the cautious. Talks were held for almost 2 weeks recently before the studios abruptly broke them off. Over the weekend, the strike crossed the 100-day mark, the longest actor's strike ever.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. And we're learning more about a heist of dimes in Philadelphia. An indictment now says four suspects stole $230,000 worth. Ike Ajachi, ABC News.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is set to roll back a COVID-era policy that allowed 16- and 17-year-old Wisconsinites to waive the road test requirements to get their probationary driver's license. The policy was put into place in May of 2020 to decrease in-person interactions between employees and the public. Starting on January 1st, drivers under 18 years old will once again be required to complete an in-person road test to obtain a probationary license. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is calling on residents interested in sturgeon spearing season to purchase their 2024 license before the end of the month. The 2024 sturgeon spearing season opens on February 10, 2024, and some areas have a limited number of spaces available for spearers. In particular, the Upriver Lakes fishery is limited to just 500 spearers, chosen by a preference point system and lottery. The DNR recommends residents purchase their license by October 31st. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique.
and in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
One on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning journalist Joe McNally, television, radio, and print. Let's go to John. Good morning to you, John. How you doing, sir? You say what?
Good morning. And did you cover the Packers already this morning?
No, I covered the Packers on Monday, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I have I'd like to talk about the Packers and maybe get something started about the fact that we have a rookie quarterback and we've got 11 games left, so there's hope.
You know, John, the best time to talk to me about the Packers is Monday morning, 8 o'clock. I'm on with Gilbert Brown every Monday, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Mr. McNally, I appreciate, that you are a journalist. And a journalist is supposed to report the news. Not totally, I guess, editorialize. And your gentleman spoke of a misnomer. We found out that our kids can't read today. And you're talking about books that are inappropriate for a certain age group. And I listened to the entire debate about Governor DeSantis.
Hey, hold on, Joe, CJ, because I just heard in the news read that they also took books out that had profanity in them.
Well, I
come on, man. Come on.
I hope the parents are involved in that.
Come on,
Earl. You always speak of age appropriate kids getting jobs. They shouldn't get a job at a certain age. But you gentlemen are willing to let any kid read anything. The Don't Say Gay bill didn't ban books. It made them age appropriate between kindergarten and third grade.
Hey,
the Democrats.
Hey, CJ, we're talking about it. I don't know anything about any gay bill. We're talking about the fact that they just did this in Menominee Falls, eliminated 33 books. Had nothing to do with Just Say Gay or whatever it is you're talking about.
You're talking that it's nationwide, the people, the Republicans are pulling books. Parents found out what kids were learning and what they weren't learning during COVID. It's the one blessing that we did have. The fact that kids are learning inappropriate things between kindergarten and third grade. So what book, what specific book do you think and what age group are you talking about, Earl? Be more specific.
Well, let me say this to you, man. You know, this misconception that people are teaching kids inappropriate things from kindergarten to third grade is a misnomer at best. And those who are saying that really aren't being truthful. Thank you very much for the call. Joe, you want to respond to that?
You know,
kids are learning their ABCs.
Yeah, I respond to CJ every time he comes along. There isn't much you need to say in response because he never really,
correct.
Discusses the point that we're trying to discuss.
That's why he's off the
air. But I'm pretty sure CJ is probably one of those people who I would think would want very young children to know that they need to protect themselves from adults who do
predatory things.
Do predatory things to them, and that is completely off the topic of whether books should exist that have that discuss. Anything. Yeah, I do believe that children should be allowed to read any book they want to read. I will say that openly. And I'm telling you that very young children are not as interested as maybe CJ is in books that have sex in them. As I think he also mentioned that, there is a problem, getting children to read and teaching children to read. And I know that teachers have a problem teaching children something that they aren't interested in.
So, Joel, with you being...
It just doesn't make sense. We need to teach our children from a very early age about sex education.
So, Joe,
there's no question about that.
With you being an award-winning journalist and your vast knowledge of education and all of those things, what are your thoughts about the fact that, people are free speech on campuses? Yeah. When you went to school, and now they're shutting down free speech on campuses. I mean, we're going down a road here, Joe, with all of these things that bit by bit, taking away the freedoms of this nation that made the nation what it is. Am I on the wrong page with that, Joe?
You're not on the wrong page at all. And free speech is a complicated thing to discuss because of the way the right wing has twisted it. The right wing, I'm pretty sure, and CJ is the right wing, I'm pretty sure that CJ wants free speech on college campuses and I hope in high school as well about political issues from the right. They get very upset when some disinformation spreader, whether it's someone talking about vaccines will kill you, like Senator Ron Johnson.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that right wingers like CJ want Ron Johnson to be allowed to go to college campuses and spread that ignorance. And say that stupid thing, which is actually going to kill some people who don't protect themselves by using vaccines. And they say, those college campuses, they shut out conservative viewpoints. No, they don't. Every college campus in existence today that I know of, there are political arguments all the time on politics from the left and the right. And you're right, there will be some demonstrations against, you know, people who are spreading offensive ideas. And that's free speech. And there should be those kinds of demonstrations on college campuses. What is really upsetting right now about free speech on college campuses is what the Republican Party has done to free speech, which is to say there's nothing wrong with spreading hatred, with spreading racism, with spreading anti-Semitism. No, that's just free speech. So, you know, Donald Trump is allowed to campaign openly as a racist, which is what he did in 2016, and what got him elected by the Republican, sort of the fringe Republican. You know, people ask me, do you think, you know, all Republicans are racist? And I say, no. But, you know, here's what bothers me. They will openly vote for someone like Donald Trump, who is openly racist, who does spread hatred against black and brown people. He's also is spreading anti-Semitism, just like, you know, Elon Musk is, by allowing that to become a haven for anti-Semites. That is free speech. Yeah, I've been a long time member of the ACLU, and I support free speech. I won a Lifetime Achievement Award from the state ACLU in Wisconsin, and I'm proud of that. But it gets complicated to explain sometimes, because when I was on the African American radio station, a fine one, WMCS, run by Wood. By
former Hall of Fame Green Bay Packer Willie Davis.
Absolutely. But you can't get away from the Packers. You know, they won't get calls this morning about that. I would say you can go too far with trying to wipe out what they call hate speech. I understand why many African Americans want to outlaw hate speech. I say that the answer is not to stop people from saying what they say, but to identify it for what it is and to oppose it and to shut it down by more speech on the other side, instead of just saying that people aren't allowed to say something.
So, David,
I don't believe in that.
So, David, we've got to go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll come right to you, I promise you. 844-967-2789. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Award-winning journalist Joe McNally is my guest. Be right back.
Won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 63, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, lows around 49, overcast. Cloudy again tomorrow, high of 59. Low 60s Thursday with a chance for scattered storms. Much cooler Friday with highs in the upper 40s and showers. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 50.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning journalist Joe McNally. Let's go to David from MEC1. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Joel. Thanks for taking my call, Earl. Really quickly, this is what I would recommend to both of you, and myself included. I'm going to actually look at the list of the 33 books that are being banned from the library at Menomonee Falls, because I think it's important to see, actually, if you look at these parents and some of the parts of the reading from the books, they're actually telling the parents that, you know, do not say that. It's very explicit. And all CJ was pointing out was that the books that are being banned are not age appropriate for these little kids. And I think before we start ostracizing somebody, we should really look to see what exactly the books are being banned from these kids in these younger age groups. So that's number one. Number two, I went to Madison this weekend. As you know, Earl, obviously I'm Jewish, and I am flabbergasted with the signs that I saw on campus in Madison. Gas the Jews, F the Jews. And this is not just Madison. This is around a lot of academia across the United States where they're literally supporting Hamas. And I should add, Joel, we just had a rabbi murdered in, there was a rabbi that was murdered, stabbed multiple times in Detroit. And if you see what Rashida Tlaib has been saying, it's disgusting. I mean, what she is saying, and she's repeating the lies that Israel bombed the hospital, and she's tripling down on that. And the point of the matter is this. Are there fringe elements on both sides? Absolutely. You got to call a spade a spade. And when I see Ihan Omar, you know, not apologizing for what they're saying about Jews and all this other stuff. And the reason why I say that is because if you look at the protests in and around the world, not just the United States, they are totally supporting Hamas and what they're doing and murdering babies and burning and beheading. It's not. One thing I will say is this. It's the same thing. It's dehumanizing what a Jewish person is. And that is the bigger point.
Hey,
and
David, we got you. Thank you for the call. Joel, you want to respond?
Yeah, I mean, I actually think, you know, this is worth talking about. We do have freedom of religion in this country. And that includes, religious freedom for people who have no religion, for people who are Muslim, for people who are Christian, for people who are Hindu, and other Eastern religions. And there are going to be people we disagree with because we have different religions than they do and different thoughts than they do. But the congresswoman that he mentioned has been elected, and she is representing a point of view that needs to be represented right now. I don't like signs either that say F the Jews or anything else or F the Muslims. It right now, the right position to take on both the religious war and the cultural war that's going on in the Middle East is the murder of innocent people in all of those communities is to be condemned. The fact that there is, President Biden, I thought, pointed this out very well, that after 9/11, the hatred in this country for Muslims, innocent Muslims who support their religion, turned into an ugly, ugly reaction. And he sort of publicly apologized around the world for some of our overreaction of religious hatred after 9/11. And I know, I've heard from the Republican Party ever since the people in this country who are willing to point out that we let hatred overtake us as well, just as some of those signs that David referred to on campus. And that doesn't mean shut down free speech or that anyone doesn't have a right to support their culture and innocent people who are dying as a result of the war going on in the Middle East today. And the fact that the United States of America is not only supporting Israel in the war, but is making it clear that the Palestinians have a right to exist and the two-state solution in the Middle East has always been the only right solution. You cannot have and this is also complicated these days, of course, by the fact that Netanyahu and
Hey Joel, I gotta get you to hold that thought. We've gotta go to a break. Tom from West Dallas, hang on. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Two women, both senior citizens, are back home in Israel after being abducted by Hamas.
The terrorist group Hamas freeing two elderly Israeli female hostages more than 2 weeks after abducting them from kibbutz near Oz. 85-year-old Yocheved Lifshitz and 79-year-old Nurit Cooper escorted out of Gaza by the International Red Cross late Monday in a deal brokered by Qatar and Egypt. Israeli officials taking them directly to Tel Aviv's Ichilov Hospital. Doctors say both women are in good condition. Hamas still holding 220 hostages, Israelis, foreign nationals, and at least 9 Americans. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The World Health Organization saying this morning that nearly two-thirds of Gaza's health facilities have ceased functioning. Israeli bombardments continuing as fears grow of a wider regional war. House Republicans meeting right now to pick a nominee to be speaker. This is ABC News.
Two people were killed and six others were injured in a seven-vehicle crash in western Wisconsin on Monday. The crash occurred around 5:30 p.m. on I-94 in St. Croix County near mile marker 28 in the village of Wilson. Video of the crash shows a semi-truck behind burning wreckage, and the crash led to the Highway 128 overpass being closed so authorities could determine if there was any structural damage caused by the fiery wreck. Authorities say more information will be released Tuesday morning. The man accused of going to the Wisconsin State Capitol with a firearm twice says he had no intention of hurting anyone and simply wanted to talk to Governor Tony Evers. 43-year-old Joshua Pleasnik was arrested twice on October 4th, returning to the Capitol after posting bail with a semi-automatic assault rifle and baton in his backpack. He reportedly wanted to speak with Governor Evers about why he believed men aren't taken seriously when seeking protection orders against women and thought it was legal to carry the firearms in a public building. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make STARS part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council. How at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I was wasting in this living.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning journalist Joel McNally. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. You say what, my friend?
Good morning again, gentlemen. I want to go back just like 20 minutes ago or so when we were talking heavily about banning books on sex and all that.
Yes, sir.
I think we're missing the bigger point. They're also banning books like 1984 and Animal Farm and Fahrenheit 9/11 and all that. And I remember reading a few of those books. I believe I was in seventh grade. And what are those books? Those are books that talk about a dystopian future where everyone comes here thinking this is a great thing, and it turns out that no, it is not. And it is teaching kids to be aware, to see what is going on in this world or what is going on there, and adapting it into looking around them and seeing what the Republicans are doing. They are trying their best to make their own, to them, utopian future, which is a dystopian future. And it's affecting us. I, like I said, seventh, eighth grade, I read those books, and now they're banned. I didn't turn out to be anything of horror. I just realized what's going on. And I think it's their trying to, the Republicans trying to indoctrinate people into their own view, and they will not be able to see any other view or to think of any other side other than the Republican side.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for that. And I just want to add, I keep hearing these things, Joel, as if I'm a parent. Right? I have three sons. So when we hear people talking about the world's coming to an end, if children read these books, I had three sons that were young and who had an opportunity, and it didn't destroy them. We have to stop this alarmist thinking, Joe, that as Tom from West Dallas just got through pointing out that this is going to be the end of the world if these young people get exposed to things that they're going to be exposed to anyway.
Yeah, and the books that Tom mentioned are great books. They're great books that children should read. So are many of the books on the West Dallas list. Not West Dallas, I'm sorry. It's only West Dallas, the Menominee Falls.
Yes.
The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison,
yes,
the Nobel Prize winning African American author. That was actually the center of a raging controversy in Virginia when our governor here, Glenn Youngkin, got elected governor by constantly running an ad that didn't identify the Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison. It happened to be a right-wing mom for liberty talking about how her child, her high school son, was forced to read a book that terrified him and kept him up awake at night, having nightmares, and never identified the book. But this horrific book that he had been forced to read in his high school was The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison.
An award-winning writer.
The horrors of slavery. And that is what kept him up awake. And I guess he survived that experience because now he works for the Republican National Committee and got good employment and apparently overcame his terror. But now he's, helping Republicans try to ban that book along with many others. Slaughterhouse-Five, one of my favorite books by Kurt Vonnegut, is on the Menominee Falls list. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood is on the Menominee Falls list. The Kite Runner, which was a bestseller about another culture, and many, many books that are very popular with young people today are on that list. And of course, anything that refers to race or LGBTQ issues, you know, we wouldn't want any child in high school to realize that, you know, as they're going through puberty, you know, maybe, you know, what they're feeling is normal.
Joe, for heaven's sakes.
Maybe whatever they're feeling.
Anything with profanity. Yes. I mean, come on.
Have you ever heard any school kids use profanity?
come on. If you use it in your home, guess what?
Your if
you use profanity in your home, guess what? Your children are using profanity. Let's go to Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, you know, living in this country, sometimes it feels that American thinks that they are the only people who live in this world, and there's nobody else. There is a history of removing the books from the school, and it never, ever ended well. One, and two, we have those books in school, library, because library is supposed to be a controlled and learning environment where the kids can read the book and ask questions of a people who can knowledgeably answer and go home and share the experience with their parents. This is what is it all about. Kids are not sitting there, not supposed to be pulling up the books off the phone, whatever they want to pull and read. So now we're trying to put some sort of stop signs for kids on the social media. We are removing books from schools. Where are they supposed to learn?
Hey, Karina, great question. Thank you very much for the call. Joel, you want to respond?
No, all we can do is say absolutely. But that is the whole point. Books open up the entire world to children. And boy, when I was growing up in a small town, I needed the world open up to me, believe me. And the more I learned and the more I read, and I love to read ever since, and to visit different cultures and learn. And everyone else should be interested in learning as well instead of ignorance.
So let's
let's
go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people means government, and we must never forget that. Man, you know, me growing up in a town of 2,000 people in Wisconsin, I would crave for a book telling me that, like the David Coppe story or something like that about a, you know, gay football player or something, that I felt like I wasn't the only person in the world. You know, that was gay, and actually a strong man. So to me, I think that those books, it sounds to me like what they're trying to do is get rid of everything that they possibly can, like The Handmaid's Tale, because that's what they, again, with their projectionism, that's what they're trying to do, is not alert people to what it is that's coming to a town near you. You know, that's the bottom line.
Tom, I think. Go ahead, Tom.
No, I'm just saying that in all these different books, I mean, come on, it's the internet. You got everything. I'd rather get things like violence I'm not even going to say video games or anything, because that's part also, but this is just an insane argument. How does this help people get their paychecks increased? How does this help get their child care paid for? How does this help get their mortgage paid for? The billionaire class is laughing all the way to the bank and stealing the money from we the people on topics such as this.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Joel, you want to respond?
Absolutely. You know, Tom, I'm always glad when he calls in. And That is the point. I mean, knowledge and information and education, it is really frightening to me what is going on with the political class trying to really control knowledge in America. I mean, that is sick. It is sick. It is not
and dangerous. Joel, it's also dangerous.
It is extremely dangerous. And you know, it's amazing to me that violence, Tom mentioned violence, and the most dangerous things that Republicans do is allow anyone who wants to pick up
a gun,
a weapon that will kill hundreds of people at once. Why would anyone need a weapon that kills hundreds of people at once? Why would that we banned them for 10 years in this country, we weren't taken over by the communists or whatever. we didn't need to protect ourselves for our freedom to have guns that would kill 100 people.
And Joel, and the government didn't come in your house and take the books that you were reading, right?
Yeah.
So
exactly right.
Come on. They're fearing the government, and they're doing these things themselves.
Yes, they are, and they prey on ignorance. They really do, and that is exactly why they're now trying to control school curricula, especially the most important things we can learn about in America, like the history of racism and the way it distorts our democracy and distorts our laws and spreads inequality and for us and total destruction to the lives of children and their families who cannot support themselves because of the discrimination and the hatred that is so virulent right now. I mean it is sick. I guess I was kind of shocked. I've said this before. I don't believe Donald Trump can be reelected. I really don't in America. But I may be wrong about that because I never believed he could be elected in the first place because he was so openly racist and bigoted. Both religious bigotry and racial bigotry, and we're seeing it all play out right now in the reactions to the war going on in both Ukraine and Israel right now, and the hatred on all sides. And the amazing thing to me is, while Donald Trump, pretends to be, a strong advocate for Israel. We don't talk about why.
So Joe, we've got to go to a break. We're going to talk about Donald Trump in the last segment. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Egg Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Egg Country office. Egg Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and
and on the
radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 63. Winds out of the northeast, around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 49. Overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 59. Cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 51.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. No tenderness like grief holding your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Joe, it is so good to have your voice on the airwaves. I think if there's any voice that needs to be heard around this nation, it is yours. And so I'm honored every time I get a chance to bring you on, because your voice should be on the air every day, because you are balanced. I mean, really.
Hey, I don't want to work that hard.
I know. No. But Joel, your history and the way you look at things is balanced, and your thoughtfulness is what's needed today. We need more of that. As opposed to cookie cutter voices, right? Who, amen, I'm in the corner, whatever you say.
Well, you're doing that every day, Earl, and that's why you're so important as well. This sounds like a love fest, but you know, the right-wing media has, for a while, took over radio entirely. It really did, particularly AM radio. You and I were on a radio station together that fought against that. But now we're every once in a while on together again doing that.
Right.
And that needs to be there. I've always insisted that needed to be there. In Milwaukee, as you know, I used to go on the air with Charlie Sykes and Mark Belling.
Oh, yeah.
and everybody else. To really get that other side out, because it was so overwhelmed. AM radio was dominated by the hate radio that was created during that period in our media history. And now there are more voices on radio, and your station is an example of it. And that needs to happen. We can't take Fox News off the air, and we can't take the Fox News imitators off the air, and they are constantly spreading the propaganda and disinformation in this country that, unfortunately, the 30% that still support Donald Trump, right or wrong, and mostly wrong all the time, is an un-American toxic force in America. The fact that there are 30%, I've always maintained there's gotta be a 30% hate that we can't do anything about. But what appalls me most about the Republican Party right now is that there are people who are perfectly intelligent, educated people who are spreading Donald Trump's lies and the lies of Fox News and that whole Fox News, disinformation ecosystem that know better. They know exactly what they're saying is fraudulent. They know that he has lied. He lies like he breathes. Donald Trump, I've never known anyone in my life who told that many lies. I've known people who lie all the time. Usually they tell the same lie over and over. This guy has come up with tens of thousands of them. And the people who listen to him and say, right on, or he tells it like it is, because he's saying right out loud the hateful things that for a long time people didn't say right out loud in this country. But to have a former president of the United States continue to do it, and so people can buy into it and say, he's really standing up for us. Standing up for hate is not anything to be proud of. And the fact that so many Republicans, elected Republicans today, know exactly what he's doing, but because it works for them and it gets them elected and it gets them support from the neo-Nazis, the Nazis who came here to Charlottesville, where I live, with their armbands, and the Ku Klux Klan who came here to Charlottesville, where I live, with their hoods during the celebration of the right wing that took place in Charlottesville, celebrating Donald Trump's election in 2017 by a street riot, which was a practice for January 6, 2021, with all the hate and the violence and the clubbing of police officers with flagpoles, with Donald Trump written on the flags, or even worse, American flags attached to them, beating police officers unconscious and creating brain damage. That's Donald Trump, and that's who he is, and we got to do something about it. And he should not be nominated by any legitimate political party, but he's going to be again.
Hey, Joe, listen, man, we got to go. Thank you, as always. Tell him. Your lovely bride, I said hello. We miss her and you. And, we're going to keep on reaching out to you, my friend.
I always enjoy it, and your audience is getting better all the time. I'm glad to hear it's getting out to more people.
All right. Thank you, Joel. Really great. Anyway, thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank everybody from Richland Center, Amory, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Hayward, Racine, La Crosse, El Claire, Chippewa Falls, Waukesha, and Milwaukee. Couldn't do it without you. See you tomorrow.
Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm